everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter
and the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. Today we are going to talk about all things Trump court cases. There's so many, which is crazy. And I think we've all kind of watched this from the sidelines and said, this is a ridiculous political attack. And for the most part, those of us who are looking objectively at this can see exactly what's going on. I think it's hilarious to kind of watch the leftist media go after him. And I just have to say, I have been watching what's gone on with this case in New York, and the one day when they think that Letitia James is going to go take all of Trump's property, Jen Psaki is like giddy about it. She's like, today is an exciting day. I think we're all kind of excited to see what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden everything changes. The judgment gets slashed. He's like, I'm paying with cash. Everybody sees that meme where the sunglasses come down over his eyes. And they're like, yeah, that's right. He's like totally dunking on the leftist media. The next day, Jen Psaki comes out and she's like, there is a two-tiered justice system, which we've all kind of enjoyed. But today I have with me President Trump's attorney and candidate for Missouri Attorney General, Will Scharf. Will, thank you so much for joining me. We want to get into all of this stuff.
Yeah, no, it's really great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, as stressful as this has to be, I think that especially if you're a Republican and you're watching this, it has been so interesting to see Donald Trump kind of rise from all of these cases, especially this latest one where they were all sure that they had him, and watching these people over and over again, you could like go through the leftist media where they're like, turns out Trump is broke, turns out Trump is broke, turns out Trump is broke. And we're all going, I'm sorry, can you just pull out $500 million out of your wallet? No, he's not broke. And then X hits or True Social hits, and we start seeing that everybody on X is talking about, well, now he's one of the 500 richest men in the world. And we're all kind of like, wow, he rises again. So from your perspective, obviously we're watching this, you're living this. What is this like?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. We were sort of staring into the abyss with this bail issue or this bond issue in New York at the start of the week. And then we won a resounding victory from the New York Appellate Division, slashing the bond in half, staying execution of some of the more extreme parts of that judgment there. And now we're off to the races. We're going to appeal that massive judgment in New York. I think we have very strong grounds for appeal, and I think we're going to win. But you sort of really hit the nail on the head with a very interesting point, which is that the left has time and time again, as each of these new cases has come out, as each new indictment has been issued, we've heard from the left over and over again, you know, this is going to be the case that finally brings down Donald Trump. And this is going to be the moment when they seize his towers and send him to prison and all this other stuff. And what's happened time and time again is these cases aren't worth the paper that they're printed on. They all have very serious legal deficiencies, factual deficiencies. And as we've fought back harder and harder and harder in court, we've started winning more and more and more. We saw that with the Colorado ballot access case in front of the Supreme Court. You know, the left was breathlessly covering, like, we're going to kick him off the ballot and he's an insurrectionist and all this other garbage. We took it to the U.S. Supreme Court and won 9-0. So we're hoping to rack up some more wins in the weeks and months ahead. We need to, as President Trump would say, keep on winning and winning and winning. But so far, it's just been a really interesting process to see how the media coverage and the left's reaction to all these cases has been so divorced from reality.
And I think it's important that you bringing up the Colorado case is interesting to me, because we need to take note now of all of these secretaries of state, these clerks who have said, we have got to, for the safety of the American public, for the safety of democracy, we've got to kick him off the ballot, which is like such an oxymoron. How can you possibly say you're going to kick somebody off the ballot and that is securing democracy? And so I say these people should not be able to get away with this, because you've got people, Colorado, Michigan, Jocelyn Benson. I mean, she's going to be out there with Hillary Clinton today talking about this stuff. You've got these people who are in power in elections and they're making choices for us. They're now going to run for higher office. Shouldn't we be holding them accountable?
Yeah. I mean, one of the most outrageous ones was Shenna Bellows, the Secretary of State of Maine. There was no judicial process in Maine. Shenna Bellows, who lost, by the way, to Susan Collins in a Senate race there by about 30 points. I mean, she's basically just a washed up political hack. She just decided to kick President Trump off the ballot. I mean, these people think that they are the absolute arbiters of truth and justice and whatever. And they're doing real damage to our constitutional republic with each of these actions. The idea that you would strip President Trump of his constitutional right to run for office, the constitutional right of every American to vote for a presidential candidate of their choice. It's just totally beyond the pale. And I think you're absolutely right. People need to be held accountable for what they're doing.
Well, and I think that as we watch this, the support that he's received through this, which I think is also just hilarious when you look at what they've done, where they've tried to chip away at his base and they've added and added and added, because no matter who this is, this could be you. This could be the next person that runs for office. And I think everybody thinks, man, this could be my kid. And you always have that sort of when you have your first child or your last child, you look at your kids and you're like, maybe one of these is going to be the next president. As we watch this, because it is so personal and because it could be any one of our family members, that's why I think the support has come out for him so strong, because people go, well, wait a minute, if they can do this to him, who's going to run? Because who wants to be financially destroyed and have their life robbed from them?
Yeah, I mean, what the left is basically saying now, what Joe Biden and his allies are saying, is that if you stand up against us, if you oppose leftism, if you stand up for conservative principles and conservative values, we can try to throw you in prison. We can try to take away every dollar you've ever earned in your entire life. We can drag you and those close to you through court case after court case after court case. And I think the pain is the point, that the putting President Trump through this pain, making him fight back on all these different fronts, making him spend time and energy and effort just defending himself in court. That's really their objective here. And look, you know, I'm a former federal prosecutor. I was a federal violent crime prosecutor in St. Louis. We were trained at DOJ. I mean, this is ancient history now, but we were trained that prosecutions are never supposed to be political. They're never even supposed to look political. The notion of a political prosecution is just deeply corrosive to our Constitution, to the rule of law, to the separation of powers. The last poll I saw shows that 75-80% of Americans think these prosecutions of Trump are politically motivated. So I think this really strikes.
Of course, these people ran on it.
It's crazy. Biden said openly, you know, I'm going to basically use the courts to prevent Trump from becoming president again. It's outrageous and despicable. And I think fortunately, the American people are waking up to it.
Right. I mean, him, you've got Letitia James, you've got Fannie Willis. All of these people were out there saying, don't worry, if you elect me, I will take Trump down. And to me, I just can't imagine a world where people wouldn't come out and say, OK, to avoid this, to avoid this being a precedent and then continuing to happen. And like I said, Most people know someone who has run for office, whether it is county commission or governor or president. People know folks that want to serve. We've always seen it as serving the people. And yet now it has become a, if you try to go against the leftist narrative, we will destroy you. And I mean, really having run for office myself, the way they destroy you is just, it's so nasty. But this is a new level. So take us through kind of the timeline of what we're expecting, because I think people are very confused about what they're looking at. We thought things were changing in Georgia. Now Fani Willis is still there. I heard someone talking this morning saying, well, we'd still like her to not prosecute this case because we think anybody else would look at it and say, we can't even bring it. So take us on a timeline of what we're expecting.
Sure. Well, I'll start with Georgia because that's where you left off. The judge down there, Judge McAfee, disqualified Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor, essentially kicked him off the case, allowed Fani Willis to remain on the case, but then certified our appeal on that issue. So we're currently appealing to the Georgia appellate court's issues of Fani Willis's disqualification. I'd also say that it's pretty clear that Fani Willis perjured herself numerous times on the stand in that case. She faces very, very real criminal jeopardy, I believe, going forward. I mean, that case has turned into an absolute farce. And fortunately, I think it's looking increasingly unlikely that that case comes to trial before the election in 2024. So it's you know, again, when that case was first announced, the leftist media breathlessly covered it, said this will be the case that'll bring down Donald Trump. What we've seen since then is just a joke, a mockery of justice. With the way that Fani Willis and her lover slash special prosecutor handled things. The other big case sort of on the horizon right now, April 15th, we go to trial with Alvin Bragg's prosecution in New York. That's the Soros-funded New York DA who's prosecuting President Trump for alleged business records violations back in 2017. A lot of people have said that that case is the weakest of the four criminal cases. It does appear set for trial, though. So we expect a six-week trial in New York beginning in mid-April. And that's the next big step for our legal team.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
As we look at these cases, you talk about these criminal cases. And I think some of us are going, did he actually commit any type of a crime here? And why are they bringing these things up now? The timing of all of this is obviously very suspicious, which is why most of us look at this and say these are political prosecutions. And I would say the same thing about Letitia James. When I look at that case, I'm like, wait a minute, if he was causing so much damage to banks, to people in New York, why now? Why, you know, he's been doing business there since he was a youngster. You know, why now? Why go after this now?
Well, and with the New York AG case, you know, there was no fraud and there was no victim. And yet he's on the hook presently. We're fighting it, obviously, but he's on the hook for $400 plus million verdict for doing nothing wrong. It's the same in this New York criminal case that's about to go to trial. And I need to be a little bit careful about what I say, because they imposed the gag order on President Trump and on all of us. So I'm a little bit limited in what I can say there, but it relates to President Trump recorded as legal retainer payments on his personal business records, payments that he made to one of his lawyers, Michael Cohen. And they're saying that somehow that amounted to business records fraud. It's worth noting, I can't speak about Michael Cohen's involvement in this case in particular, but he is going to be probably the star witness. And he's been found by numerous courts to have committed perjury in other contexts. So we'll see how that plays out. But again, this is a case where Alvin Bragg brought this, what I think is just a crazy indictment, charging business records frauds, because President Trump marked off on his own personal business records payments to his lawyer as legal retainer payments. This is a case that the Biden Department of Justice, the Federal Election Commission, everyone else who looked at the facts here and who had the opportunity to prosecute it, including, again, the Biden Department of Justice, passed on prosecuting it. But we have a far left DA in New York, a Soros funded DA in New York, who brought this case. And I think the reason for that is election interference. And we're certainly going to defend President Trump vigorously when that gets to trial. And we're hopeful that we win it. So
what do you expect to come out of the Supreme Court? It looks like on April 25th, they will hear arguments over whether or not the federal charges against Donald Trump can be dismissed. Those charges for 2020 trying to overturn the election, I think, is what they're calling it.
Yeah, well, it's not really about that. It's the D.C. criminal case relates to actions that President Trump took in the aftermath of the 2020 election to investigate election fraud. Things like asking his Department of Justice to investigate election fraud, talking to members of Congress and state officials about his view of how the 2020 election had been fraudulent. There's nothing criminal there. I think the charges that they filed, these sort of broad federal conspiracy charges, are really inapplicable to anything they've charged him for. That having been said, as you said, on April 25th, we'll be at the U.S. Supreme Court arguing our presidential immunity appeal. We've said that these acts that President Trump committed were very clearly presidential acts, official acts in office. Again, things like talking to the Department of Justice, instructing them to investigate election fraud. Those are all core presidential acts. Now, it's been long recognized that in the civil context, a president has immunity for after he leaves office for his official acts, that you can't sue a president because you don't like the way he did something in office. We believe that the text of the Constitution, the structure of the Constitution, and the long history of case law supports the idea that a president is also criminally immune after he leaves office. Not for his private acts, not for, you know, taking a bribe or, you know, killing somebody or anything like that, but for his official acts in office, a president has to have immunity. And without immunity, I think the presidency as an institution is over. President Trump has said this as well. I mean, you would see every successive president be prosecuted by his political opponents as soon as he left office.
Right.
So this is a massive case. My colleague John Sauer and I will be arguing it in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on April 25th, which we're really excited about. And we expect a ruling from the court on that issue by probably mid to late June. It's important to note, though, that while that appeal is pending, the D.C. criminal prosecution cannot proceed. So that case is effectively stalled until probably late June. And that means the chances of that case getting to trial before Election Day in November are very slim at this point, in my estimation. And I think we're going to win at the Supreme Court and really cut out big pieces of that case anyway.
So what is the argument then that he unlawfully used his position as president to ask for an investigation?
Yeah, essentially. What they're saying is that President Trump conspired with others to deprive Americans of their right to have their votes counted. He conspired to obstruct the electoral count process. The charge there is under a highly controversial statute that actually the Supreme Court's currently looking at in a different case. It's things like that taken together, President Trump's actions to investigate election fraud in the aftermath of the 2020 election amounted to a conspiracy to deprive Americans of their right to have their vote counted, of their right to have the election result be one way or the other. And then that he interfered with a congressional process, basically, with the electoral count. It's worth noting that, President Trump is accused of submitting these alternate slates of electors in certain states or trying to build these alternate slates of electors. That's actually the historical method used to challenge the results of presidential elections based on fraud after the certification deadline in states passed. In 1876, for instance, Rutherford B. Hayes was actually elected president on the backs of three alternate slates of electors submitted by southern states where there were real instances of fraud. In 1960, electors, an alternate slate of electors from the state of Hawaii was seated in the electoral count because of fraud in the state of Hawaii. So nothing President Trump did here was historically abnormal. Certainly nothing was illegal. But Jack Smith, the special counsel, has tried to string together a case and at every opportunity has tried to rush it to trial. We believe because he wants to interfere with the 2024 election. He wants to force President Trump off the campaign trail and into a courtroom. And I think that's just despicable.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about the electors, because they are actually elected to those positions. It's not as though these are just a random group of people. They're just the Republican versus Democrat. Is that correct? Because we have this situation in Michigan. And so these people they're facing felony charges in the state of Michigan because the attorney general here decided to go after them, but they didn't do anything. They were there in case there was, my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm legally wrong on this, they were there in case something happened in Michigan where they said, okay, there was fraud, we need to put in that alternative slate. And they weren't trying to overturn it without having that evidence of something had gone wrong. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I think when you look at the historical record in states like Michigan, other states, Georgia, Arizona, et cetera, what President Trump and his team were trying to do is simply preserve all of their rights to challenge the election at every stage. And part of that was having these slates of electors assembled so that if they could prove up their allegations of election fraud, they'd have the opportunity to challenge the electoral count, to challenge the seating of electors that they believe had been elected through fraud. And again, that's just the historically, that's the process you use. So there's nothing out of the ordinary about it. I think it's absolutely shameful that we have leftist prosecutors going after people whose only alleged crime, whose only act was to, put their name up saying that, well, if there was fraud, I want to be part of the solution. It's crazy. It's a way of, I believe, persecuting political dissenters. And I think it's just wrong.
Well, and in Michigan, we're talking about people who are in some cases, in their 70s and 80s who are facing jail time.
Well, we've seen the same with a lot of these January 6th cases, where there's some people, on January 6th who certainly committed crimes, and I don't excuse that. There are other people, including elderly people, who just sort of showed up at the Capitol, walked in, and then as soon as they were asked to leave, walked out. And some of them are in federal prison today.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel.
book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to say, I saw the former RNC chair come out and say, well, I think that the people who committed violent acts on January 6th should stay in prison. And anybody who is arguing that should, I don't agree with, and I've never come out and publicly stated this. I think the people who are arguing against those folks you're talking about, the people that walked in, that didn't do anything, that have suddenly had years of their lives taken from them for being there. Some of them didn't even walk inside.
Yeah, I mean, I met a guy in Missouri, in Vernon County, Missouri. I won't use his name because I haven't asked his family for permission. He walked into the Capitol dressed as George Washington. He didn't break anything. He didn't attack anybody. He basically just ambled around the Capitol for 17 minutes. A police officer approached him, asked him to leave. At that point, he left the Capitol. He's now in federal prison, serving a year-long federal prison sentence. I don't think he committed a crime. I don't think you can plausibly say that there was anything criminal about what he did. And yet the Biden administration has been so vigorous about prosecuting these cases, about, you know, sending SWAT teams out to arrest people at their homes or at their places of work. I think the point is really the public message that they're trying to send, which is that if you dissent against us, if you hold different political views, we have the ability to punish you. So you need to watch yourself. And I think that it's just, it's, again, speaking as a former prosecutor, you know, the power that prosecutors have, the power that law enforcement has, it's an awesome power. I mean, I signed warrants against, you know, drug gangs and that sort of thing. And then the SWAT team would take their door the next morning. I mean, that's an awesome power. And when it's misused the way that I think we've seen time and time again with the Biden administration, I mean, that's end of the republic type stuff. That's banana republic type stuff. That's why it's so important, I think, that we win in 2024 up and down the ballot and really repudiate these leftists who feel empowered to, you know, wield the power of government against ordinary American citizens.
Well, and I think that's the frustration that we see as we see crime rising and we see these radical attorneys general and prosecutors across the country that are going after Republicans for things that are not considered crimes.
Yeah.
It is political prosecution going after these people. They are attacking them because of their political views. But then, I mean, I look at what happened during COVID here in Michigan. Our attorney general used her powers to go after businesses. She used her power. She had a woman who was a legal immigrant who was just running her restaurant, but kept her restaurant open. She had her arrested, taken 150 miles from her home. She was kept in jail for 2 days with chains on. It wasn't even like she wasn't just in a jail cell. She had chains around her waist, and her wrists and ankles were in handcuffs attached to these chains. I mean, this is like third world stuff that we're talking about in the United States of America. This, to me, is a complete overstepping of authority, but this is what they're doing. So really quickly, before I let you go, I mean, we've listened to what you've said. It's been very, very educational to hear what you're talking about, but also you just sound like you really get it. So tell us a little bit about your race. When is it? How do people help you?
Yeah, so I'm in my free time, basically. I'm running for attorney
general in
Missouri.
Yeah, right. I don't know how you're doing that, but okay.
I'm a political outsider. I've never run for office before. My background is as a constitutional attorney. That's the work I'm doing for President Trump now. Former federal violent crime prosecutor. During the Trump administration, I worked to confirm judges and justices. I was on the teams that confirmed Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. I worked on lower court confirmations around the country, and I've been a conservative activist most of my adult life. I think the situation we have in Missouri is we just have a political establishment that's not really answerable to the will of the people, that's totally in hock to special interests and insiders and lobbyists. And I think this cycle, this August, with our Republican primaries, we have a once in a generation chance to really break that. So I'm excited. We have Missouri's fired up right now. Conservatives all over the state are more fired up than I've ever seen them before. And the campaign's just been an incredible experience for me, just getting to meet awesome conservatives all over Missouri. So we feel really good about our chances. We've gotten a lot of support, and it's going to be a fun 4 months ahead of us. The election's August 6th. So.
Awesome. Well, we wish you the best of luck, because we are honestly, we watch St. Louis because St. Louis, Detroit, and Memphis seem to be in a battle every year to see which one can be the most violent city in America. Yeah. So I'm hoping that you can have an impact on that and at least change that for your state.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. We've just got to lock up violent criminals. If you lock up violent criminals, you get less violent crime. You know, who would have imagined that? So it's
I know.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's a real shock. I mean, we were just talking the other day about how the guy in DC, I think it was, who said, well, we can't just arrest our way out of this carjacking situation. And we're like, no,
yeah, you
actually, you actually can. That's exactly what you do. Well, Will Scharf, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for sharing all of this with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening to the podcast. You can go to TudorDixonPodcast.com and subscribe right there, or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.